Today's daf is Vachim daf Chof Zayin, and we have three lines from the bottom of daf Chof Vav Amid Beis. We began the sugya of Zrika Shaloibim Koyve. The Mishnah had said on the bottom of daf Chof Vav Amid Aleph, Nosnei al Gabi Hakevesh Shaloike Neged Ayisoid, Nosana Sanitonim Lamato Lamailo, Vesanitonim Lamailo Lamato, Vesanitonim Befnim Bechutz, Vesanitonim Bechutz Befnim, Posel Ve'en Boikaris. Halacha is that every carbon had its own hilchus zrika, specifically where exactly the zrika was supposed to be done. The Mishnah discusses what happens if the zrika was done shaloibim kaimai. It was done in the wrong place. The Mishnah gives different examples of it, and the Mishnah concludes, pasul ve'en baikaris. Now, pasul, you learn the Mishnah, pasul sounds like the carbon is pasul. Stating that, Amar Shmuel, Shmuel said that when the Mishnah over here says pasul, it doesn't mean that the carbon's pasul. All it means is that the basar is pasul. Meaning, you can't eat the basar. And the way the Achreinim speak out, you can't be makter the emurim. But as it relates to the kapara, the ikar carbon, the carbon's going to be kosher. Because even though the Torah did outline exactly where exactly the zrikas are supposed to take place, but the makam of the zrika is only a din lekatchila. But b'di'evet, zrika shaloibim kaimai is kim kaimai dami. It's only with regards to the heter basar that zrika shaloibim kaimai is lav kim kaimai dami. Shmuel said, how do I know that zrika shaloibim kaimai is kim kaimai dami? So it's out from a pasuk, vanina satav lochem ala mezbeach lekater, kiven chegia dam le mezbeach, nischap rubayla. Ihachi basar nami? No, it's only lechapar nesatav, but v'loyla davarach. So the bottom line is, Shmuel Shita is that Zrika Shalabim Kaimai Kim Kaimai Dami Alav Kim Kaimai Dami? It depends. With regards to Kapara, it's Kim Kaimai Dami. With regards to the Heta Basar, it's Lav Kim Kaimai Dami. The Mishnah that says that if someone did a Zrika Shalabim Kaimai Pasal, it's discussing specifically the Basar, because Enochinami, as it relates to the Basar, Zrika Shalabim Kaimai is Lav Kim Kaimai Dami. So this morning, we went through Daf Chavav Amud Beis, and the Gemara asked the Kasha on Shmuel from the Mishnah in the beginning of Parakala Psulim. Now the Gemara is going to ask another Kasha from a brisa, a very geschmack of brisa, but you have to hold cup. So this is discussing a kohen that was doing the avodah. He was doing shechita, and at the time he did the shechita, he had a machshava. The machshava was that when he does this zrika, he's going to do a zrika shaloibim kohen. Now this is not to be confused with the machshava to do the zrika chutzlim kohen. There's an idea of Machsheves Pigel. Machsheves Pigel is someone's doing one of the Dalet Avodas, and he has in mind either to eat the basar, be makta de emurim, do the shvicha shirayim, or do the zrika sadam, chutz lezmane chutz vim koimi. Chutz lezmane means beyond the time that you're mechuyev to do it. Beyond the time that you're allowed to do it. Chutzlim koimai means outside the place that you're allowed to do it. So that chutzlim koimai as it relates to Haktara would be outside of the Azara. Chutzim Kami as it relates to Zrika would also mean outside of the Azara. The Zrika has to be done in the Azara, in the Mizbeach. A Zrika with a machshava of Chutzim Kami would mean that you had in mind to do it outside of the Azara. That's not what this person thought. This person had a machshava not to do it Chutzim Kami, but rather to do it Shaloibim Kami. So again, he was doing the Shechita, and he had in mind Litein Esanitonim Lamaila Lamata Lamata Lamaila. He had in mind that he was going to do the Zrika Shaloibim Kami. If he had in mind to do the Zrika Shaloibim Kami that day, Kasha. So he's bringing the carbon, the kohen is on Monday, and he has in mind, later today, on Monday, I'm going to do the zrika, and I'm going to do it shaloibim kaimai. That's not a machshava paisalas. Chaza v'chishev, it's for that reason, if after he did the machshrita, with this machshava, to do the zrika shaloibim kaimai, he then went and did the kabbalah, let's say. And he did the kabbalah with a machshava, chutzlim kaimai pasal, ve'im baikaris. Chutzlis manoi, pigol, v'chayav, and all of cars. Meaning, the shechita wasn't possible because the shechita with the machshava to do a zrika shaloibim kaimai was not a zrika with a machshava paisalas. As a result, it's as if he did a regular shechita. He did a regular kosher shechita. Now, if he does kabbalah with a machshava of chutzim kaimai, it's a regular machshava of chutzim kaimai, which is possible in Bekaris. If he does the kabbalah with a machshava of chutzim manai, it's a regular chutzim manai, which is possible, in other words, pigle, v'yesh baikaris. What would be, however, if at the time that he did the shechita, he had in mind to do this zrika shaloibim kaimai, but not la'alter, not today, but rather l'machar. So he does the shechita, and he's thinking at the time of the shechita on Monday that, you know, tomorrow I'm going to do this zrika, and I'm going to do a zrika shaloibim kaimai. So there the halacha is possible. As a result, Chaza b'chishev, if afterwards he then did the Kabbalah, and he had a machshava, bein chutz l'zmanoi, bein chutz l'mkoymoi, pasav ein bekars. Whether the machshava was to do the achilas adam or the achilas mizbeach, chutz l'mkoymoi, whether it was to do it chutz l'zmanoi, in either case, the halacha is going to be pasav, but the aim by chorus is not going to be chorus. Why is there no chorus if the machshava was to do it chutz l'zmanoi? Because being that when you did the shechita, al menas to do the zrika shaloi b'mkoymoi chutz l'zmanoi, it already disqualified the carbon. It made the carbon pasal. So at that point, the carbon's pasal. Once the carbon's pasal, so the machshava that you have later of machshavas pigel is not a machshavas pigel. Because machshavas pigel is only a machshavas pigel if it was done in a carbon that was kosher. Being that this carbon is pasal, so it's for that reason, it's not going to be a machshavas pigel. But the Gemara makes one gewaldige diak. What was the seifa of this brisa? The part of the brisa that we need. Somebody was doing shechita. And at the time he did the shechita, he had in mind to do the zrika shaloi b'mkoymai l'machar. That's another way of saying shaloi b'mkoymai, but chutz l'zmanai. The halacha was pasal, not pigel, pasal. L'chura, why is it only pasal? If zrika shaloi b'mkoymai iskim koymai dami, then essentially it was a regular machshavas pigel. It was a machshava to do the zrika chutz l'zmanai. Now, grada was to do the Zrika chutzlas manoi shaloibim kaimai. But the shaloibim kaimai is irrelevant because at the end of the day, shaloibim kaimai is kimikaimai dami. So essentially, you had a regular machshavas pigel. So, the Gemara inside the e shaloibim kaimai kimikaimai dami. If a zrika shaloibim kaimai is kimikaimai dami, hai pasul pigel hu, then what's pshat in the sefer? Why does the sefer say lemacher pasul? It's mashma pasul but not pigel. It's pigel because you had a mind to do the zrika chutzlas manoi. Ay, the machshava that you had in mind. That Zrika was going to be a Zrika Shalabim Kaimai, but Zrika Shalabim Kaimai is Kim Kaimai Dami. It's a fish slime of Zrika Shalabim Kaimai is Lav Kim Kaimai Dami. Okay, so maybe you'll tell me it's not a regular Machshavas Pigel. But if Zrika Shalabim Kaimai is Kim Kaimai Dami, Mokum is not Ma'akiv when it comes to Kapara. So it comes out then at the end of the day, you had a regular Machshava to do the Zrika Chotz Hazmanai. So it should be Pigel. Omer Mazutra, so Mazutra said a Chiddush. Zrika the Shah Yabasa Bachila, Maisa Lidei Pigel. Zrika the Lo Shah Yabasa Bachila, Loi Maisa Lidei Pigel. That when it comes to Pigel, the only type of Zrika that's considered a zrika is a zrika that's matar basav achila, meaning a zrika bimkoymai. But a zrika shaloi bimkoymai, which the Mishnah said pasul, and Shmuel explained what does pasul mean. It means that the basav is pasul. A zrika shaloi bimkoymai that's not matar basav achila. Over there, the halach is it can't be ma'isli deipikol. Amalei Rav Asher ma'azutro. Mean halacha. How do you know that the chesivus don't have from a pasuk? It says v'nei achil yeyachem lipsar zevach shlamav pigul yia. So we learn from there. Mishe pigulay garam. Like the only time basar of a carbon could become pigul is if the reason the basar is asr b'achila is because of the pigul. Misha pigulay garamlay, the pigul was gairin the isr achila. Yotzezeh she'im pigulay garamlay ela isr davar achil garamlay, as opposed to something that anyways is asr b'achila. If you did a zrika shalaybim kaimai, the basar is anyways asr b'achila. You need zrika to be mata the basar. A zrika shalaybim kaimai doesn't have the ability to be mata the basar. As a result, it's anyways asr. Being that it's anyways asr, the pigul in it of itself is not going to have any impact. So you want to know, says the Gemara, why is it that if a koyin was mechashe b'shashchit to do the zrika shaloi b'mkoyin mechutz l'zmanoi, it's not pigol, it's only pasul, it's not pigol. The reason it's not pigol is because even though zrika shaloi b'mkoyin is kimikoyin yadami, but it's not matar basar b'achila. And when it comes to pigol, the halacha is misha pigulay garimloi, yotzazeh she'ein pigulay garimloi, ela isa davar acha garimloi. But there's a very important Rashi before we go by there. Rashi, dibra maskel misha pigulay garim. The Gemara says, how do I know that a zrika shaloi b'mkoyin mechutz l'zmanoi can't create pigul? Misha piguloi garamloi, yotzazeh she'ein piguloi garamloi, ela isadavar achar garamloi. Meaning you need that the pigul should be the reason that this pasul is asav achila. But if this pasul is asav achila for another reason, over there you're not going to have the halacha of pigul. Says Rashi, that really makes sense if someone had a machshavas pigul at the time that he was doing his zrika shaloi b'mkoyin. So the kohen did shechita, kabbalah, halacha. Now came time to do the zrika. At the time of the zrika, you had a machshava to eat the basar, let's say, chutz l'zmanai. But you did a zrika shaloi b'mkoymai. Being that even without the machshava of chutz l'zmanai, the basar is going to be asav achila. Because the zrika that you did wasn't matter the basar. Because zrika shaloi b'mkoymai is lav k'mkoymai dami as it relates to the heter basar. So you don't have pigula garamloi. As a result, it's not going to be asav achila. That makes sense. But what was our case? Our case wasn't when you had a machshava at the time you were doing a zrika shaloi b'mkoymai. It was just the opposite. What happened was you were doing a shechita and you had a mind to do a zrika chutz l'zmanai. Zrika chutz l'zmanai normal is a machshavas pigel. Here you had a mind to do the zrika chutz l'zmanai shalaybim kaimai. That zrika that you're going to do chutzas manai is also going to be shalaybim kaimai. As a result, it's not a machshavas pigul. Why? Because misha pigulay garam lai. Over there, the pigul is being garam. The shchita itself was a good shchita. It could be you're going to do a regular kabbalah halacha and zrika. It just so happens that when you had a machshava to do a zrika chutzas manai, the machshava was to do a zrika that wouldn't be able to be masa. But what does it have to do with the drasha? The drasha is misha pigulay garam lai. Yotze zeshe ein pigulay garam lai. Over here, the machshava is what's being garam. If you had the machshava when you were doing a zrika shalevim kaimen, then even without the machshava, it would be asa bachila. So there's a chesaron of misha pigulay garam lai. But over here, you did a regular shchita kabbalah lach zrika. It's just that the machshava that you had to do a zrika chutzlas manai was a zrika shalevim kaimen chutzlas manai. But so, at the end of the day, though, without the machshava, the basa would be mutter. The only reason the basa is aser is because of the machshava, which means it's pigulei garam lai. So what's the Gemara saying? So Rashi asks the kasha, and Rashi just very cryptically says, "Umina," that enachanami, the ikar drasha of the Gemara of the meyachel yeyachel misha pigulei garam lai yatzezesh ein pigulei garam lai is with regards to someone that had a machshava when he was doing his rikash leibim kaima. But Rashi says the magic words umina. We learn one from the other. Ki chiche b'shchita al menas l'se zrika chutzlas manai lehav a machshava b'zrika mafagalas. Enochanami. What our Gemara is saying is really the second step. The first step is we establish that a zrika shalaybim kaimai is not a zrika that if you mechashe machshavas pigul in it, that it would be a machshavas pigul. I mean, if you have a machshavas pigul while you're doing a zrika shalaybim kaimai, it's not going to be a machshavas pigul. From there I learned that if you mechashiv to do a zrika shalaybim kaimai, that's not either going to be a machshavas pigul. Why should that be true? So we're going to have to see that a little bit later. But for now, what the Gemara is saying is that really zrika shalaybim kaimai is kimei kaimai dami. Why is it that if you mechashiv to do a zrika shalaybim kaimai chutzlas manai, it's not a machshavas pigul? Because when it comes to pigul, it has to be a zrika that's matar basa b'achila, and a zrika shalaybim kaimai is not matar basa b'achila. So the Gemara says, "Ihochi efsuli namidoi lifsel." So why was a pasul? The Mishnah said, "Lemachar." What was that price? That if you had a mind to do a zrika shalevim kaimai lemachar pasul manavshach. If it's pigol, it should be pigol. And if you're telling me there's a halach in pigol that the only time chutzlas manai is a problem when you have a zrika that's matar basa b'achila, that it shouldn't be pasul at all. So the Gemara says you're right. Amar Rav Nachman by Yitzchak mita dehavi amachshav esinuach v'alibid Rav Yehuda. So the Gemara does this for the first time. We have to shteltsu. We have to invoke shitas Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda has a shita that's going to be mentioned in the third parak that anytime a kohen does the avodah and he has in mind that he's going to create a psul in the dam, that automatically is a machshava apiseles, and it knocks out the carbon. Meaning, for example, if the kohen would have in mind that I'm going to do the shchita, and then I'm going to leave the dam over till tomorrow. If you leave the dam over till tomorrow, the dam becomes pasul. It's psulina. So you had a machshava to make the dam pasul, that in and of itself is a problem. Says the Gemara, the reason lemachar chutzim kaimai is pasul is not because of the machshava to do the zrika. The machshava to do the zrika wasn't a machshava apiseles, because you need a zrika to shar yabasa b'achila. But a zrika to le shar yabasa b'achila, that's the issue is that if you had a mind to do the zrika shalaybim kaimai tomorrow, that means you're having a mind that the dam's going to be around tomorrow. That in and of itself is a problem. Because now you just had a machshava for the dam to be won, and that's Rabbi Yehuda's machshava sinuach, where you had a mind to leave it for the next day. That's why it's good. It's not possible because of the machshava to do the zrika tomorrow. It's possible simply because you had a mind to leave the dam over for tomorrow. But the bottom line is, this is the conclusion of the first sheet in the Gemara, the first of three. And that's Shita Shmuel. Shmuel Shita is that zrika shleibim kaimi is kimi kaimi dami as it relates to kapara, is lafkim kaimi dami as it relates to the heter basa. When the Mishnah says that is zrika shleibim kaimi is lafkim kaimi dami, the Mishnah is discussing the heter basa. Big chiddush. Pasul doesn't mean the carbon's pasul, which is what it usually means, but pasul means that the basa is pasul. All the kashas, the Gemara worked everything out. So the Gemara, Rish Lakish Amar, Rish Lakish said a different shot of the Mishnah, the Olam Pasul Mash. When the Mishnah says that it's Zrika Shalaybim Kaimai is Pasul, what it means is it's really Pasul. Fishalaybim Kaimai, Kimi Kaimai, Dami. And really, a Zrika Shalaybim Kaimai is Kimi Kaimai Dami. So how does that make sense? If Zrika Shalaybim Kaimai is Kimi Kaimai Dami, how do you learn the Mishnah that says Zrika Shalaybim Kaimai Pasul means that the carbon is Pasul? Shmuel was forced to say that. What does pasul mean? The basur is pasul. Rish Lakish says no. Really means the carbon is pasul. But like Kasha, how's that possible? Kanchenasam b'shtika, kanchenasam b'amira. When is zrika shleibim kami kimi kami adami? If you did it b'shtika, meaning you didn't have a machshava apiselas. The Mishnah, you have to make it a kimta, says Rish Lakish. Hacha b'mayaskinon, where you had a machshavas pigel. If you had a machshavas pigel, over there, it's going to be
puzzle.
But enochinami, if you would have done it b'shtika, without a machsheves pigel, over there the halacha would have been that it would have been kosher. In other words, Reish Lakish holds like Shmuel, that a zrika shaloi b'mkoymoi is kosher with regards to kapara, it's puzzle as it relates to achila. The machlokes Shmuel and Reish Lakish is merely how to learn pashup shan in Mishnah. Shmuel says that when the Mishnah says Rikas Shleivim Kaima is Pasol, it means the Basar is Pasol. Reish Lakish says when the Mishnah says Rikas Shleivim Kaima is Pasol, Hacha B'mayaskinah, where you had a Machsheves Pigel, if you had a Machsheves Pigel, over there the Basar is going to be Pasol. Ah, you'll ask me a Kasha, if you had a Machsheves Pigel, it should be Pigel, it should be more than Pasol. If I care, the Mishnah says Pasol the Inbay Karts, the Teretz says what the Gemara said already. Zrika the Shah your Basar Bachila, Maisil the Pigel, Zrika the Loy Shah your Basar Bachila, Loy Maisil the Pigel. But the bottom line is, in the halachis of Zrika Shleivim Kaima, there's no machloikis between Shmuel and Shlokish. The machloikis is merely had to be Mikim the Mishnah. So now what the Gemara is going to say, and the Gemara is going to say Vechulu, so we're going to save a few lines Gemara, but the Gemara is basically going to say that all the kashas that we asked on Shmuel, who holds Rika Shalabim Kaimai, are now Shver and Reish Lakish, and obviously all the terutzim that the Gemara said for Shmuel is going to work for Reish Lakish itself as well. And the Gemara says it Mamish Bekitza Tanan. The Mishnah says Chishev Litin is Anatonim Lamata Lamaila Lamaila Lamata Vechulu Ad Midi Dehavi Avachshavas Yinuach Valibid Rabbi Yehuda. That's basically a very abridged version of a whole Amid Gemara. Basically, what the Gemara is saying is that the same Shakli Vatari that we had a Libidu Shmuel, we're going to end up having a Libidu Reish Lakish, simply because Shmuel and Reish Lakish are the same Shita, it's just an Afgamina and how to learn Pashub Shan in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yechanan Amah, Zakhti Gemara, Rabbi Yechanan is a third Shita. And first outside, Rabbi Yechanan Shita is that Zrika Shaloi Bim Koimai is Lavkim Koimai Dami. So Shmuel and Reish Lakish both held that as it relates to Kaparo, Zrika Shaloi Bim Koimai Kim Koimai Dami. Rabbi Yechanan argues, Rabbi Yechanan holds Zrika Shaloi. And the emes is, like Rabbi Yechon, the Mishnah is Pashim. The Mishnah says, Rika Shalabim Kaimai Pasol. What does Pasol mean? It means the carbon is Pasol. He didn't do Zrika. So Zrika Shalabim Kaimai is Kimme Kaimai Dami. So Rabbi Yechon really shouldn't have to say anything beyond that. Stating that, Rabbi Yechon is going to get involved in answering a question that the Gemara never even asked. So we need the rest of the story. The rest of the story is that this morning, earlier on Daf Chavav, the Gemara had asked the Kasha on Shmuel from the first Mishnah in Perek Kol HaZvachim. The first Mishnah of the third Perek on Daf Lamed Beis Amar Aleph. The Mishnah over there discussed the Zrika Shleibim Kaimai. And the Mishnah said, the Kohen did a Zrika Shleibim Kaimai. Im Yesh Dam HaNefesh, Yachzer HaKasha V'Yakabal. If there's Dam, do another Zrika. And the Gemara asked that as a Kasha on Shmuel, which is also a kasha in Reish Lakish. What's the kasha? If Zrika Shleibim Kaimai is Kimme Kaimai Dami, why do you have to do another Zrika? And V'chi Tema, you're doing the other Zrika to be Mata Basar V'Achilo. Mi Ikamidi, is it possible that you're going to do a Zrika just to be Mata the Basar? Davni Nezer's Enochel's kasha. Right, we spoke at some rate this morning. But the bottom line is, the Gemara was asking a kasha from that Mishnah on Shita Shmuel. The emes is, that Mishnah Shnei Rabbi Yechanan also. Why? I mean, the first class you say, Fakir, Rabbi Yechanan is very gishmak. Rabbi Yechanan says, Zrika Shleibim Kaimai is Lavkim Kaimai Dami, up to Dasi the Mishnah. That if you do a Zrika Shleibim Kaimai, Yachzer HaKasha V'Yakab. The reason it's a Kasha on Rabbi Yechanan is because our Mishnah says Pasul. Pasul sounds like there's nothing you could do. There's no Eitzah. That Mishnah says, Yachzer HaKasha V'Yakab. It sounds like there is an Eitzah. It sounds like there is something you could do. So even though Rabbi Yechanan seems to be the easy pshat, Zrika Shleibim Kaimai is Lavkim Kaimai Dami. As a result, when the Mishnah says, Zrika Shleibim Kaimai Pasul, it means Pashat, that it's really going to be Pasul, Rabbi Yechanan still felt that he had to refine his position a little bit. Let's see it inside. Rabbi Yechanan Amar Idi V'Idi Shenosan B'Shtika. What's Idi V'Idi? Idi V'Idi Zok Rashi Tzai, our Mishnah, that says Zrika Shleibim Kaimai is Pasul. Inside the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Beis that says Rika Shleibim Kaimai is possible, but more accurately Yachzer HaKasha V'Yakabal, which sounds like there's an Eitzah, are both talking about where there was Shtika, there was no Machshava HaPeiseles. V'Shleibim Kaimai is Lavkim Kaimai Domi. What's the chilek between the two Mishnayis? Say a posh, Hadi Ika Dama Nefesh, Hadi Leka Dama Nefesh. The chilek is our Mishnah is talking about where there was no Modam. No Modam, it's possible. You're back into being possible. The Mishnah on Daf Lamed Beis is talking about what it was. Well, it's more Mlam. Yachzer HaKasha V'Yakabal. So as it relates to that little nuance, Rabbi Yechanan has to fa'enfer. He fa'enfers it very simply. Bottom line is, so we have three sheets how to learn the Mishnah. Shmuel says, when the Mishnah says, Rikash Shleibim Kaimai can possible, what does it mean? The bus is possible. Reish Lakish says that when the Mishnah says, Rikash Shleibim Kaimai is possible, it's talking about when you had a Machsheves Pigel, that's why it's possible. Rabbi Yochanan says the reason Zrika Shleivim Koyme is possible means the whole carbon is possible. And why is the whole carbon possible? Because Zrika Shleivim Koyme is Lafkin Koyme. Now, if you remember, the Mishnah didn't just say possible. The Mishnah said possible, the ain't by karis. Sakhti Gemara, Gishmak. Tanan, possible, ain't by karis. Bishlam of the Reish Lakish, Bishlam according to Reish Lakish. Hainu Diktani, possible, ain't by karis. Meaning, Reish Lakish, who made an akimt in the Mishnah, that the Mishnah is talking about where you did a Zrika Shleibim Kaimim with a Machshavas Pigal. So it's gewaldig why the Mishnah said the Einbay Karis. Because ordinarily, a Machshavas Pigal is Karis. Over here, the Machshavas Pigal is really Einbay Karis. Elo, the Rabbi Eichon, but according to Rabbi Eichon, am I Einbay Karis? Why does the Mishnah say Einbay Karis? What's the Kasha? If Zrika Shleibim Kaimim is Lavkim Kaimim Dami, even if you had a Machshavas Pigal, of course it's Einbay Karis. A Zrika Shleibim Kaimai is like Nishpach. It's like pouring it on the floor. It's not a Zrika. So if it's not a Zrika, what's the Havamina that when you had a Machsheves Pigel, there should be a... What does Einbay Karis have to do with anything? The Gemara doesn't know. Gemara says Kasha. Uli Shmuel my Einbay Karis. What about according to Shmuel? Shmuel also didn't learn that the Mishnah is talking about where you had a Machsheves Pigel. So according to Shmuel, what does Einbay Karis mean? Hachi Kamar. Im Nasam be Machsheva Pasul Einbay Karis. Meaning, really, when the Mishnah says Rika Shleivim Kaimai is possible, it means the Basso is possible. The Mishnah is just adding Einbay Karis to tell me that what would be a what if the Kayan had a Machsheves Pigel, that Lacha would be possible Einbay Karis. And again, why possible Einbay Karis? The reason would be Einbay Karis is because even though Zrika Shleivim Kaimai is Kimme Kaimai Dami, but a Zrika the Sharia Basser Bachila Maisila de Pigel, Zrika the Loy Sharia Basser Bachila Loy Maisi. So as it relates to Pshat in the Mishnah, we have three Pshatim in the Mishnah. Shmuel, Rabbi Yoich, Reish Lakish, and Rabbi Yochanan. As it relates to the halacha of Zrika Shleibim Kaimai, Kimme Kaimai Dami, we have two Shittas. Shmuel and Reish Lakish both hold Zrika Shleibim Kaimai is Kimme Kaimai Dami, only Lekapara, not in terms of Heter Basar. Rabbi Yochanan Shittas is that Zrika Shleibim Kaimai is Lav Kimme Kaimai Dami. Zakhti Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan, E Shleibim Kaimai Lav Kimme Kaimai Dami. Lahavi Ki Nishbach Menakli Ala Ritzba Viasvenu. The Gemara was medayik earlier that when the Mishnah says Zrika Shleibim Kaimai Pasul, it means there's no Eitzah. No Eitzah. As a matter of fact, Gemara asked the Kasha, why isn't a Yachzer Akasha V'Yakabel? Rabbi Yechon himself answered, Hacha B'Mayaskinu, where there was no Dama Nefesh left over. There was nothing to be Mekabel. But if there was to be Mekabel, it would have been okay. Because when the Mishnah says Pasul, it sounds like Pasul. There is no Eitzah. Afraid the Gemara have an Eitzah. Why can't you take the Dam that was poured on the Mizbeach, scrape it off the Mizbeach somehow, and do another Zrika with it? Meaning, it could in the classic case of Zrika Shleivim Kaimai. Why is it possible? Why is there no Eitzah? Just take the dam and reuse it. Now, if the used dam for a Zrika, obviously you can't do another Zrika with it. Once you use it, you use it. But being that Zrika Shleivim Kaimai is Lavkim Kaimai Dami, so the Gemara's kasha is, shouldn't it be like Nishbach Menakli Ala Ritzba? Shouldn't it be as if the dam spilled? What's the loch of Nishbach? So the Mishnah Dav Chafei said, if it was Nishbach Mitzavra Behemo, then it's possible. But if it's Nishbach Menakli, then it's kosher. So the Churi, shouldn't it be like Nishbach Menakli Ala Ritzba? And okay, so the Gemara says, Sabla Kamandama Vayasfenu. Rabbi Yechon holds like the Mandama that holds, that if you do a Zrika Shaloibim Kaimai, even though it's Lavkim Kaimai Dami, still, once it touches the Mizbeach, it's off limits, you can't reuse. It's not reusable. You can't take the dam and recycle it. That's not an option. Once it touches the Mizbeach, Rashi says, Kolte Mizbeach, the Mizbeach chaps it. We'll see more about that on Amid Beis. But the bottom line is, at this point, it can't be used all over again. Zokta Gemara, who's this man Dama that holds that is Rika Shalebim Koimud Lo Yasvenu? Dabra Yitzhak Rai Yosef, I'm Rabbi Yechon. How come everybody's made in the tunnel? Shem Nosel Lamaila, Lamata Shem Nosel Lamaila, Shalem Kimis Vasim. If a Koyin did the Zrika, he did it in the right place. It was Bim Kaimai. It was supposed to be Lamaila, and he did it Lamaila. It was supposed to be Lamata, and he did it Lamata. But it was Shalaykim Mitzvason. Why would it be Shalaykim Mitzvason? Look at the Rashi, second to last line. Kigoyim Bim Machshava. It was done with a Machshava. Psula Oybe. Tzmoil. It was done with his left hand. That Lachi is Layasfenu. Everybody agrees that time, even though it was done Shalaykim Mitzvason, you leave it on the Mizbeach. You can't reuse it. Where was there a machlekes tanoim? Ela benitanim lemala shenasam lemata lemata shenasam lemayla. Rabbi Yosi Yomer lo yasven. Rabbi Yosi says you can't touch it. Rabbi Shimon Yomer yasven. Rabbi Shimon says you could take it. The shita, by the way, flips the gersa. He flips what Rabbi Yosi's shita is and what Rabbi Shimon's gersa is. Umishna say no. If that's the case, there is a man da'amar that holds that once you do as Rika Shleibim Kaimer lo yasvenu, you can't be massive it. Rabbi Yechidin is going to say that our Mishnah that says Rika Shleibim Kaimer is possible, which is mashma. You can't reuse the dam. It's like that. The Kedivrei Yom. It's like the man that holds. You can't. Rabbi Chizdam, Rabbi Chizdam, the name of Avimi. How come everyone's made the bit of tunnel of the matzah? Everyone's made the Zrika Shleibim Kaimai is Lo Yasvenu. The koshke, meaning, it's rikish lebim koimoi, where it was supposed to be lamata and you ended up doing it lamaila. The koshke benitonon lamata shalas lamata. Certainly, if it was supposed to be lamaila, you ended up doing it lamata. What's the koshke? Because the dam lamaila always drips down to the bottom. So in the sugi of zrikish lebim koimoi, there's like a koshke. It makes more sense that zrikish lebim koimoi should work if you did a lamaila lamata. Because the lamaila anyways ends up being lamata, as opposed to a lamata lamaila. But the bottom line is, everybody agrees in Rav Chizda's version, Rav Shimon and Rav Yosi, that if you do a zrika shalevim koimai, the aloch is lo yasvenu. Lo yinechliku elu b'neitonim lefnim shenosim b'chutz, b'chutz shenosim lefnim. Rav Yosi eme yasvenu, Rav Shimon eme lo yasvenu. The machlokes was when you put it on the wrong mizbech. You put it on the wrong mizbech, there it's going to be different. But what's the bottom line? What do you take out of this? What you take out of this is there's a shita satanon, or maybe even two tanon. But the bottom line is there's definitely a shita satanon that holds that a zrika shalevim koimai, even though it's lavkim koimai dami. What's the halacha? Lo yasvenu. You have to leave it there. So that's the teretz. The kashu is according to Rabbi Yochanan Zrikas Shleibim Koimai. It should be like nishpach min akli al aritz. But no, here the halacha. Once it touches the mizbech, at that point it's going to be off limits. So two things. Number one, you see clear in this brisa. You see clear in these rishonim and these tanaim. Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shimon. What do you see very clearly? That they held Zrika Shleibim Koimai is Lavkim Koimai Dami. Because if Zrika Shleibim Koimai is Kim Koimai Dami, what's the Shaila of Yasven or Lo Yasven? So the Chur, it's Mefurish. So how do we have a Machloikish, Shmuel, and Reish Lakish on the one hand? And Rabbi Yochanan on the other hand, what does Zrika Shleibim Koimai is Kim Koimai Dami, Lavkim Koimai Dami? Isn't it Mefurish in this Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shimon? It's not clear who holds what and what they want, Nechliku or Loi Nechliku. But one thing is for sure, there seems to be a Shita Satanoim in the world that holds that Azrika Shleibim Koimai is Lavkim Koimai Dami. Demis says that in the third parak we're going to see there's another Shita, Satanan, that holds Azrika Shleibim Koimai is Kim Koimai Dami. So that the rest of the story is that even though when you learn the Gemara at first glance, whether Azrika Shleibim Koimai, Kim Koimai Dami, or Lavkim Koimai Dami seems to be a Machlegis Amayram, Gedoyli Amayram, Shmuel, Rish Lakish, Keneged Rabbi Yochanan, but really it's a Machlegis Tanaim. This Machlegis Amayram was merely had a Paschim. But they were not the mechatshim of this machloikis. It's already mefurish and brises. We have one brisa right here. We're going to have another one in a moment. So the bottom line is, it's already mefurish on the tanoim level, this shayla of zrika shleibim koimei, kime koimei dami, alav kime koimei dami. Zog tigmar amrav nachem by Yitzchok. Afana, nami tanino. I'll bring you another raya. A raya from a mishnah. That what? That even if Zrika Shleibim Koimai is Lavkim Koimai Dami, so this is going to be another Mishnah, that Zrika Shleibim Koimai is Lavkim Koimai Dami, but even if Zrika Shleibim Koimai is Lavkim Koimai Dami, still by Yasvenu, you can't reuse the dam, you can't use it again. And the background to this Mishnah is an entire Perek in Chas, which obviously we're not going to learn now, Perek HaMizbech Mekadosh, so the 8th Perek of Masechet Zvachim, one of the most geschmacke Prokim, is Perek HaMizbech Mekadosh, and it discusses something that wasn't allowed to go on the Mizbech, the ninth parak, I'm sorry. Something that's not allowed to go on the Mizbech. For example, you had a murim that were possible. You weren't allowed to be makta de murim. Means you can't put it on the Mizbech. However, there's a halacha of them alu lo yerdu, which means that once the murim go on the Mizbech, lo yerdu, you leave them there. You don't take it down. So there's certain psulim with halachism alu lo yerdu, but then there are psulim with halachism alu yerdu. So this next gemara discusses this halach. Amr Rav Nachum by Yitzchak, Afanan Amitanin, Rabbi Yudam, Rabbi Yudam says, Zois Yoyla, the pasuk that teaches me the halach of im alu lo yerdu, the pasuk that's mentioned in Perek HaMizbech Mekadesh, also has three miyutim. Zois is a miyut, he is a miyut, and the hay of ha'oyla is also a miyut. Hare elu gimme miyutim, teaches me that there's three psulim where the halach is not im alu lo yerdu. To the contrary, the halach is alu yerdu. Pratly nishchet abalayla. If the shechita was done at night, v'she nishbach dama, as in nishbach veim, v'she yotze dama chutz liklam, or the dam was yotze. The halach in those three cases is not imolu lo yerdu, but rather imol soteri. Shimon, Rabbi Shimon argues, says oylo, in the yellow oylo ksheiru. I mean, either Rabbi Shimon nishchet abalayla, v'she nishbach dama, v'she yotze dama chutz liklam. How do you know to be marba those three miyutim? V'she nishchet abalayla, v'she nishbach dama, v'she yotze dama chutz liklam. V'halon, v'hayotze, v'hatame. And this is what we need. So we have a whole list over here, a whole menu of psulim that I mentioned. So says Reb Shimon, how do you know that Taloch is Alu Lo Yerdu by all the aforementioned? Talmud Loi Ma Toira Sa Oila Ripa Toira Achz Chala Oila Shemalo
Yerd. That doesn't matter what the psul is. Yachosh ani marba. I would think to be marba another list. You ready? Af haroivavah nirvavah muktavah nevavah esnavah mechivah kalayim vatrivavah yoytzud doifim. Tamalei mazois. No, we also have a mirror in the pasuk. So Torah Sa'il is Marba, Zois is Marba, is the Rabbis is Zayla, Hoitz is Zayla. How do you know which one's to be Marba, which one's to be Mar? So the Gemara says, Rav Shimon said, I knew it very simply. Marba ni Yisrael Shal Yipsulim HaKadosh, Umayitzi Yisrael Shal Yipsulim HaKadosh. The first list were all Psulim that happened in the Beis HaMikdash. Yoitze, there was something wrong with the Zrika, it was Nishchata Balayla, Nishpach. These are all Psulei Bakoidish. These are all Psulim that happened in the Beis HaMikdash. The other ones, Raven, Nirva, Muktzis, Nevet, Esnan, Mechir, Galayim, Treva, these are not exclusive, even though they could happen in the Beis HaMikdash. But they're not Miyuchad to the Beis HaMikdash. And as a result, those things are going to be excluded. But Ketani Mia, what do we need? We need one part of this long Mishnah. Hanitanim lamata shenasna lamayla, ulamayla shenasna lamata. V'loi polig Rav Yehuda. That was an example of an Imalu lo yeridu where nobody argued. Rav Shimon agreed, and Rav Yehuda agreed that it's Imalu lo yeridu. What does that mean? That means, number one, that Zrika Shleibim Kami is Lafkim Kami Dami. You see that clearly in the Mishnah. And you also see that everybody agrees that it's included in the psulim of im alu lo yeridu, meaning kalte mizbeach, meaning lo yasvenu. My time allowed me from the kalte mizbeach, lo yasvenu. So again, the kasha was according to Rabbi Yechim, that old zrika shleibim kaim elavkim kaim edami. So why does the Mishnah say pasul? Why don't you say, if it wasn't a zrika, it's like nishbach. Nishbach la'acha kabbalah. With halachas, it's going to be kosher. Not the pasul nishbach, the kosher nishbach. So why do we look at it as a nishbach? Let it be kosher. The teretz is im olu lo yerdu. That's the teretz. Koltim is beach, lo yasvenu. Who says it? Rabbi Yossi, maybe Rabbi Shimon, depending on the sheet of Bukubetz, is Gerson. Then you have a Mishnah with a Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. So you have a whole bunch of Tanoim that all held Zrika Shleibim Kaim Elavkim Kaim Edami. And in olu lo yerdu, kolte mizbeach lo yasvenu. So on the topic of imolu lo yerdu, we have one last gemara. Amar Rabbi Lozer, the Amora Rabbi Lozer said, not Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Lozer. Mizbeach apnimi mekadesh psulin, that just like the mizbeach achitzain had a din of imolu lo yerdu. So if you put something posel on the mizbeach achitzain, the halach is lo yerdu. The same is true for the mizbeach apnimi. If you put something posel on the mizbeach apnimi, it too is mekadesh. Maiko mashmun tanina. I know that from the Mishnah. Hanitonu bifnim shenasna v'chutz, vanitonu b'chutz shenasna. Bifnim. So you see, it was supposed to be bachutz. You put it bifnim. It was a zrika shleibim koyme lavkim koyme dami. It's a pasul, and Allah is a malu layerdu. So why do I need the amoyer Rabbi Loza to tell me a malu layerdu by the mizbech apnimi? I know that Allah is a malu layerdu by the mizbech apnimi. So the Gemara says, imi hasam, had we only had the Mishnah, havamina, I would have thought, havamina dam, the chazile. I would have thought that the only time you say the halacha of Zbech HaPnimi Mekadosh Psulim, Geshmak Esfara, that's only something that usually goes on the Mizbech HaPnimi. So whatever went on the Mizbech HaPnimi? Dam, for the Chatois HaPnimiois, and the Ketores. That's what went on the Mizbech HaPnimi. Everything else went on the Mizbech HaChitzen. So I would have thought you're right. Dam that was supposed to go on the Mizbech HaChitzen, that you put on the Mizbech HaPnimi, you say Mizbech HaPnimi is Mekadosh Psulim. You have the Halacha Mol Lo Yerdu. But that's because dam is something that's rotten to the Mizbech HaPnimi. Avon Koimitz, let's say the carbon would be Makter, the koimetz of a mincha in the Mizbech HaPnimi. There's never a din that a koimetz was born in the Mizbech HaPnimi. The loy chazileh, it's not roy b'chlau for the Mizbech HaPnimi. Eim aloy, kamash malon, that was Rabbi Loza's chiddush. When he said Mizbech HaPnimi, mekadosh psulim, even something that's loy chazileh. Meisvei, I'll ask you a kasha. Ketores zorish also, the gabim Mizbech teired. A ketores that was put on the Mizbech HaChitzoin, that loch is teired. She'en lucha mekadosh psulim, ela Mizbech HaChitzoin beroiloy. Because the only time you have this halacha of Mizbech Mekadosh Psulim, the only time you have this halacha of Imalu Lo Yerdu is if it was the Mizbech HaChitzain. Okay? But also, if it was Ra'oi Loi. It's mashma clearly, Chitzain Im Pnimi Loi. Right? Isn't that what it says? Doesn't it say only the Mizbech HaChitzain, not the Mizbech HaPnimi? It has a shtim with what we just said. The Mishnah, Rabbi Lazar, was saying that it's not just the Mizbech HaChitzain that's Mekadosh Psulim, it's the Mizbech HaPnimi that's also Mekadosh Psulim. How does it shtim with this? The Gemara says, Taritzach, you have to learn like this. Ketor Zor is also Mizbech HaChitzain Teri. She'im Mizbech HaChitzain Mekadosh Psulim Eloi Roi Loi. You're right. If a Ketor Zor was put on the Mizbech HaChitzain, it's Teri. You know why? Because the Mizbech HaChitzain is only Mekadosh Roi Loi. Vapnimi, not the Pnimi is not Mekadosh at all. Just the opposite. Vapnimi ben Roi Loi? Ben she'en roi loi. The Mizbech HaPnimi has even more of an ability to be Mekadosh. It could be Mekadosh in roi loi, such as Nam. It could be Mekadosh in roi loi, like Rabbi Loza's Chiddush. Even a Koimetz, my timer, why would that be the case? Meaning, why would the Mizbech HaPnimi have an ability to even be Mekadosh in Enei Roi Loi, such as Koimetz, which never goes on the Mizbech HaPnimi? Whereas the Mizbech HaChitzoin does not have the ability to be Mekadosh in Enei Roi Loi, such as a Keter Zorah that never goes on the Mizbech HaChitzoin. Hai Ritzpah,
v'haikli sharis. The reason is because the Mizbech HaChitzayin was viewed as Ritzpah. Rashi says it was like an extension of the Ritzpah Sa'azara. There was no Meshicha done to the Mizbech HaChitzayin. Being that it's looked at as Ritzpah, it has less a koyach to be Mekadesh. As opposed to the Mizbech HaPnimi was a kli sharis. How do you know it was a kli sharis? Rashi says because it was Nimshach. Being that it was Nimshach with the Shemen HaMishcha, that's a raya, was viewed as a keli. It was viewed as a keli, so that's going to be looked at as differently. As a result, it has more of a koyach, it could be mekadesh even in a royal. Told you it wasn't a hard daf. Either way, so this concludes this part of the sugya of Zrika Shaloibim Kaimai. So, there's two ways we can take this. The Shnei Drachim, I'm going to go the easier route. So, the Cheshek Shloima, in his Haggos on the Gemara, declares a fascinating question. He wants to know if the halacha of Zrika Shaloibim Kaimai, which Shmuel and Reish Lakish and the Ramah, Paskins, is Kimikai Maidami. Is that going to be true by a carbon Pesach? Or is that not going to be true by a carbon Pesach? So it says the Chesik Shleiva, it's a sugya. Zrika Shleiva Kaim is Kimikai Maidami. So I know it's going to be okay by the Chattas and the Ashim and the Oil and the Mincha and the Taida and the Shlamim, etc. But what about the carbon Pesach? I'm not sure about a carbon Pesach. Why? Why should the carbon Pesach be different? So for that, we need a little bit of a Hakdam. That is, the Beis Halevi, in Chelek Aleph Simen Beis, brings a kasha from the Mayone Yeshua. The Mayone Yeshua asks that if you go to the Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvahs, so the Rambam lists, when he brings the Karban Pesach, the a mitzvah to be makriv of the Karban Pesach, and then he lists as a separate mitzvah, a mitzvah to eat the Karban Pesach. Meaning the avoid of the Karban Pesach is one mitzvah, and the achil of the carbon Pesach is another mitzvah. By a carbon chatas and by the other carbonis, Rambam doesn't do that. The Rambam brings one mitzvah. The Rambam says it's a mitzvah to bring a carbon chatas, and then the Rambam says, included in the mitzvah to bring a carbon chatas, there are many prate mitzvah. One of the prate mitzvahs is to eat the carbon chatas. A mitzvah to be matter, there's shvicha shirayim. There's a whole bunch of different mitzvahs as we see, as we go through Seder Kachem, that were related to bringing a carbon. And the Rambam lumped them all together in one mitzvah. Yet by the carbon Pesach, for some reason, the Rambam had a separate mitzvah to be makiv the carbon Pesach, and a separate mitzvah to eat the carbon Pesach. L'chayre, if the achila of a carbon is shiare mitzvah, then why didn't the Rambam include it in the mitzvah of akrovas carbon Pesach the same way he included it in the shiare mitzvah of all the other carbonas? Azoi brengt the Beis Halevi from the Mayoni issue. And the Beis Halevi says a teretz, it's a super lumdis, the inkam v'kayman. But just to scrape the surface of a very, very important yisoid, a yisoid that's going to come up over and over and over again, and it's very, very integral to, as we go through some of the yisoidas here in Seder Kachin. That is, it's mavur in many gemaras that carbon Pesach was choluk bi yisoid from an ordinary carbon, specifically as it relates to the mitzvah to eat the carbon Pesach. The gemara Pesach is psachim daf ayin ches amid beis says that although ordinarily, if somebody, a kohen, is bringing a carbon, the halacha is that even if the basar of the carbon is lost, it becomes tameh, it becomes pasul for whatever reason, as long as you have a kezayis of a murim, it doesn't bother me. Meaning, we don't need the basar dafka to be kayim in order for the carbon to be a kasher carbon. A carbon Pesach is different. A carbon Pesach, if the kohen is about to do his rika, and he realizes that he doesn't have any basar, that's it. You have to put the dam down. We have to start this all over again. The carbon becomes pasul. So ordinarily, when you're bringing a carbon, if the kohen's about to do this, he realizes there's no basar, it's okay. The grada has to be a kezayis, a basar, but that kezayis could be a mur. It doesn't have to be basar that's going to be eaten. By the carbon Pesach, you have to have basar hanecha. And if you don't have basar hanecha, the carbon is going to be pasul. Another thing that's mavur in that gemara is what happens if an old man, a zaking, brings a carbon Pesach, someone that can't eat. He physically cannot eat from the carbon. The halach is the carbon's pasul. The carbon Pesach had to be brought by someone that was right to eat from the carbon Pesach. If the person wasn't right to eat from the carbon Pesach, the carbon was possible, which is clearly something you don't find b'shar carbonis. The bir advarim is, it's a gemara, it's a sugi mefureshes, and mesachtes psachim v'afayin chesam v'beis, is that the role that achila plays by carbon Pesach is different than ordinary. Ordinary carbon, what's the ikur of the carbon Pesach? What's the ikur of the carbon? The dam is the ikur of the carbon. The kapara comes from the dam. The ikur is the dam. Now, there happens to be shari mitzvah. One of the shari mitzvahs, you can eat the basar. Another one of the shari mitzvahs, you can be makdid emurim. But the ikur of the carbon is the avodah sadam. Being that the ikur of the carbon is the avodah sadam, you just have to make sure you have dam.
Let's say you don't have basar. Okay, it's not the end of the world. I don't need basar. What if the bala korban can't eat from the basar? Okay, you can't be mekayim. What are the shiori mitzvah? It's an ancillary. It's a tuffle. That's not the ikur mitzvah. Being that it's not the ikur mitzvah doesn't bother me. Korban Pesach is different. Korban Pesach, the ikur of the korban Pesach was the achila. Hashem wanted that b'leil Pesach, you should sit down and you should eat meat. You should eat korban Pesach. That's the ikur. The ikur is the achila. Now, in order to be mekayim the mitzvah of achilas korban Pesach, you have to have a korban Pesach. In order to have a korban Pesach, you have to be makriv it as a korban. In order to be makriv as a korban, you have to have avodah zadah. So you're simply back into the avodah zadah because there's no other way to eat from a korban Pesach unless you brought it as a korban Pesach. But the ikur is not the hakrova. The ikur is the achila. The ikur, the tachlis of the korban Pesach was not the akrova. It wasn't the chelik ha-gvaya, it wasn't what dam that was poured in the mizbech, it wasn't the murim that they were makter. The ikur was the basa. Meaning really what Hashem wants is for you to sit down below Pesach and eat basa of a korban Pesach. But the key is basa of a korban, oh, once it's of a korban, I don't have a choice. I have no choice whatsoever but to go ahead and to be makter of the korban. But the ikur is not the korban. What's the ikur? The ikur is the achila. Being that ikur is the achila, you have to make sure you have basar. If you don't have basar, you can't even bring it. Therefore, a zakin, someone that's not royal achila, chayla, for whatever reason, he can't eat, you can't bring a carbon pesach either. Because if you can't do the achila, it's not pshat, you're missing out on the shiori mitzvah. You're missing out on the ikur. Being that you're missing out on the ikur, it's for that reason that you're going to be out of business. You know, we spoke out earlier in the Masechta, a gishmak akasha, that Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, in Mikroi Kodesh, it's Pesach chelik beis, it's simin chafhe. Base brings from Rab Shloima HaKoyim Yivilma in the Sefer Binyan Shloima, who by the way is the Mechabi of the Sefer Cheshek Shloima. So the Rab Shloima HaKoyim Yivilma asks, why is it that on Erev Pesach you don't read the Parsha of the Karban Pesach? Yontif, Shchaydish, we always read the Musafan, you always read Kriyas HaTorah that's related, it's Minyana Diyayma to what's going on during the day. So on Shchaydish, you take out a Sefer Torah and you read from Parshas Pinchas, you read the Musafan. Every Yontif you read, you always read whatever's going on. So his question was, why is it on Erev Pesach? We're back in the day. We used to bring a carbon Pesach. So we should say, we should read from the Sefer Torah. That was Rav Shloima HaKoyim's shaila. So the Rav Tzvi Pesach said a geshmak teretz. He said that when Shalom Parmes Faseinu was not a mechayiv of Kriyas HaTorah. Yontif is a mechayiv of Kriyas HaTorah. When Shalom Parmes Faseinu itself is not a mechayiv. Yontif is Mechayiv Kriyas HaTorah, so that once you have a chiyuv to read from the Sefer Torah, now we have to figure out what to read to make sense to read. That's why we go ahead on Pesach, we read about Pesach, and on Shavuos, we read about Shavuos, and on Sukkot, we read about Sukkot, and on Rosh Chodesh, we read about Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Chodesh is also called Yontif. Meaning, the Mechayiv is Yontif. Once I have a Mechayiv to read, so Mimela, it makes perfect sense. Now, what should I read? I should read the Dava Be'itai. But the Shalma Parvus Faseinu, the Inyana de Yoyim is not the Mechayiv, it's Yontif that's Mechayiv. It's just that once I have the Mechayiv in the middle, that's why I go ahead and that's why I read. Erev Pesach is on Yontif. I mean that Erev Pesach is on Yontif, I don't have a Mechayiv of Kriyas HaTorah. The Mechayiv would be on the Shalma Parvus Faseinu. When the Shalma Parvus Faseinu is not Mechayiv of Kriyas HaTorah. Yontif is Mechayiv of Kriyas HaTorah. When the Shalma Parvus Faseinu just tells me what the Kriya should be. But in and of itself, that's not the Mechayiv. Mimil, that's why there's no Kriya on Erev Pesach. That was Rav Hirsch Pesach's parents. We spoke about that the Goyen says that you see in Hilchos Avelos that Chatzos Erev Pesach Dine Avelos of Yontif already apply. And the Goyen says, because you see in the parish of the Elam Mikroi Kodesh Ashatik Reisim and Mayadim, and what's the first pasuk? Barba Osar Yom Kodesh Harishon, you're supposed to bring the Korban Pesach. So you see in the parish of the Mayadim, the Goyen said, Erev, so we said maybe it is a Yontif, maybe there could be a Mechayiv Kriyas HaTorah. That was the aura that we spoke at early in the Masechta. But I want to tell you the Teretz that Rav Shloima HaKoyim Mivilna said, that the Vilna Dayan said. You know what his teretz was? I'll read it to you. The akrovas ha-pesach ikrei b'shvil achila, v'haskorosei b'tfilo lei mahani le'inyan achila. When the Shalom Parmes Faseinu was a chiddush and akrov, that if you read the parsha of a carbon, it's as if you were makriv the carbon. But it doesn't say anywhere that it's as if you ate the basar of the carbon. There's no chiddush mavur anywhere that it's as if you ate. So ordinarily by a carbon, where the ikr of the carbon is what? Is the hakrava. So it makes sense to lay. You'll have an Ishamu Parmes Faseinu for that krava. But by the Korban Pesach, the ikr is not that krava. By the Korban Pesach, the ikr is the achila. And an Ishamu Parmes Faseinu can't shtel through the achila. If it can't shtel through the achila, you don't have the ikr. You don't have the ikr. All you have is the tafel. Kapanas relates to the Mayana Yeshua's kasha. What was this kasha? That why is it that
The Rambam is Moina Achilas Korban Pesach as a separate mitzvah, and when it comes to Shar Korbanos, he just includes it together with Tzposhet. Because by Shar Korbanos, the Achilas from the Shiorim Mitzvah. It's from the Shiorim Mitzvah, so the Rambam lists it together with all the other Shiorim Mitzvah. When it comes to Achilas Korban Pesach, it's not Shiorim Mitzvah, it's the Iker, it's the Tachlis. If anything, the Hakrov is the Shiorim Mitzvah, the Iker is the Achila. Being that the Iker is the Achila, that's why the Rambam over there listed it as an Achila. I was thinking maybe Teshtel too, you know, it's Yodua, that the Netziv made a fascinating observation. You find throughout the generations there were times where there were Yidden that tried creating a movement, tried creating momentum to go up to Eretz Yisrael and to bring a carbon. But it somehow the carbon that Klal Yisrael always wanted to bring was the carbon Pesach. With Tzvi Yerush Kalischer in the 18th century, he was Noisa the Noisa, famous with Rabbi Kiveger, with the Chasam Sofer, and the Baal Aruch Laner, and it was a very, very big Tomo. He was going to work it all out, Tomo Hotru Betzibur, and he had it all figured out. But the bottom line is that there was this movement, there was this Hisoiris to bring a carbon many, many times. And the carbon that was going to be brought was always going to be the carbon Pesach. And the Netziv wanted to know why. Why was it, even in Shonim Kadmoniyah, as you find, there were Kadmonim that wanted to do it. And why was it always the carbon Pesach? And he said a Dovah Nifla. He said, you have in this week's Parsha in the Teichacha, in Parsha's Bechukosai, Hashem says, V'nosati es oreichem charba, I'm going to destroy your base hamikdash. I'm not going to smell. There's not going to be any reich nichoich that I'm going to have anymore from your kavanas. There was a haftocha, so to speak, a klola in the teichacha. Ordinarily, a carbon is a reich nichoich l'Hashem. One of the six machshavas that the kohen had to have was l'shem reich l'shem nichoich. But over here, v'loya reich b'reich nichoich. Said the Netziv, I went through all the kavanas in the Torah. There's only one carbon in the Torah where it doesn't say L'Reach Nichayach. You know what that is? It's the carbon Pesach. Every other carbon it says L'Reach Nichayach, with the exception of the carbon Pesach. So he said, maybe that's the reason. They couldn't bring a Noila. You know why you couldn't bring a Noila? R'Reach Nichayach is ma'akiv in a carbon. So if Hashem said V'loya R'Reach B'Reach, what are you bringing the carbon for? They couldn't bring the Shlomim and a Toida, because it says L'Reach Nichayach. And Hashem said in this week's Parsha, V'loya R'Reach B'Reach Nichayachem. The carbon Pesach is the only carbon where it doesn't say Reach Nichayach. That was the only carbon that there was ever a Hava Mina to bring, because there's no Din Reach. But the Shai was, why? Why is there no Din Reach Nichayach when it comes to... So we've spoken out of Mahalach in the past, but Lefiyah now, maybe there's a little bit of an Eitzah. Maybe being that over here, the Iker is not the Iker is not the Chelik L'Gvaya. The Iker is the Achila. The Iker is the Achila, so maybe here it's different. Maybe there's not going to be a Din Reach Nichayach. What does that have to do with our Sugya? It has so much to do with our sugya. Klar techeshek shleima, Reb Shleima Hakoyin, Mivilna, not in his binyan shleima like the Mekroi Kodesh brings, but right here in his agos, in the back of the Gemara, what would be if a Koyin did a zrika shleibim koymai when it comes to the carbon pesach? What's the halacha zrika shleibim koymai? It's mechaper, but at the same time, pasul. What does pasul mean? The basar is going to be asa b'achila. A carbon pesach, you can't have if the basar is going to be pasul achila. So over here, maybe it's different. Maybe over here, it's not shaykh. You can't have a zrika that's not matah basar b'achila. Ordinarily, the achilas basar is shiorei mitzvah. As long as you have a gezayis and a murim, you're fine. You have nothing to worry about. But when it comes to the carbon pesach, where the basar is ma'akiv, nit ma'ha basar, the carbon's basar. If the balak carbon is a chayli, is a zakin, he can't eat. The carbon pesach is basar. What about a zrika shaleibim koimoy? So says the cheshek shloim, I have two tzadim. One side is, over here, Zrika Shleibim Koyma is going to be Lafkim Koyma Dami. Because being that this Zrika doesn't have an ability to be Mata Basar, so the carbon is Dachsaibi Pasal. So the Zrika over here is going to be Lafkim Koyma Dami. Oye Shleima says the Cheshek Shleima, maybe if I care. Being that the Torah said, Vanina Satav Lochem Alam Mizbech Lekaper, Kivin Chegi Adam Lemizbech Nischapu Bailam, and from the Pasuk it's Mashma, every carbon on any Mizbech, even carbon pesach, so you'll be muchach to say that even though ordinarily a zrika shleibim koyma is lafkim koyma dami in the sense that it can't be matav asav achila, but maybe by carbon pesach it will be able to be matav asav achila. So it was poshut to the cheshek shleima. There's no tzad in the world that you're going to have the regular shulchan aruch of zrika shleibim koyma by a carbon pesach. Valdos is in meglach. You can't have a carbon pesach that doesn't have basav. It's no different than if the basa became tum. You can't have such a carbon pesach. So you can't have that the zrika is a zrika l'kapara, but it's not going to be a zrika l'inyan heter basa. Shaila was, so what do you have? Do you have nothing? Or do you say fakir? That being that the Torah was marba v'amina sadu chamazbech l'chaber, what you're going to end up having is, you're going to end up having a zrika shleibim koyme that has the ability to be matah basa l'achila. L'maisa, Rav Meir Simcha Nar Samech, if you want to look it up, it's in Hilchos Pesulim HaMikdash and Perek Beis Halacha Yud. Rav Meir Simcha clears the same shayla as the Cheshek Shleima. What would be Zrika Shleima coming by a Karban Pesach? And Rav Meir Simcha says it's pasha to him that by a Karban Pesach, Zrika Shleima Kaima is Lavkim Kaima Dami. Because if the Zrika can't be Mahta Basa Bachilo with regards to Karban Pesach, it does Nishkain Zrika. It's no different than if it was Nitma Basa. And he has a Mefurisha Taisefta, where the Taisefta says that if the Zrika Shleima Kaima, If the Zrika's Karban Pesach was done Shleim Kaima, it's possible. Nobody's chaylik. We know it's a machlekes Tanam, machlekes Amiram. He says because by Karban Pesach everybody agrees, being that it's not matir basa b'achilo. And then he says a davar nifla. I don't have an agadah shel Pesach in front of me, but ad kanem b'shabes agudel. But Rabbi Simcha brings from his Eidim that his Eidim told him that maybe that's why when we say the Visham Nalo, we're going to bring the carbon Pesach, Al Kirmiz Bechacha. I remember exactly how we say it, but it's going to be, I don't remember after which case it is, but Al Kirmiz Bechacha, Al Kirmiz Bechacha. Now, why are we emphasizing the makim of where the Zrika has to be? Because by carbon Pesach, the Zrika is ma'akim. Ordinarily, you just have to do a Zrika. It doesn't matter where it is. Yeah, the Katchila, Zrika Bimkaim, by carbon Pesach name. So, I'm saying Al Kirmiz Bechacha. It has to be exactly where the makim of the carbon Pesach is, because if it's not where the makim of the carbon Pesach is, the Zrika Shalom Kaim is going to be possible. But I saw in the Chazanim, the Chazanish on the Sechta Zvachim. Chazanish has the same. He has a whole Arichus. This is going to come up again on Afsamich Dalit, I think. There's a whole another Arichus there. But Al Koponim, the Chazanish brings the same Shaila, and the Chazanish comes out just the opposite. He says, I think that when it comes to a Karban Pesach, even though ordinarily Zrika Shleim and Kami is not Batal, Matu Basa Bachilo, over here it's going to be Matu Basa Bachilo. In other words, the Cheshek Shleim and Shaila. He knew that Zrika Shleim Kami has to be different. The question is, what does different mean? Does it mean it's going to be Mechaper? Does it mean that over here it's not even going to be, it's over here, it's not, does it mean it's going to be Matur Basur? Or does it mean it's not even going to be Mechaper? Or Meir Simcha named on one side and the Chazanish named on the other side.